Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H.G. Infra Engineering Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Priya Sen from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Priya Sen.
Thank you, Vivian. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to H.G. Infra Engineering Limited earnings call to discuss the Q3 and nine-month FY23 results. We have on the call Harendra Singh, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Arvind Khandelwal, President Strategy, and Mr. Rajeev Mishra, Chief Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Harendra Singh to take us through the company's business outlook and performance, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Priya. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining us on the Q3 and nine-month FY23 earnings call today. I hope you are all doing well. Since our inception, we have placed a strong emphasis on our bottom line by selecting high-quality projects. We are a symbol of trust for all our marquee clients. To build a sizable order book, we are relentlessly working to think beyond the road segment and diversify our business by showcasing our strengths. With the addition of the new DMRC project to our order book, we are boosting our presence in other segments in order to maximize value creation for all our stakeholders. As you can see from our earnings presentation, which have already been uploaded on the website and the stock exchange, our company has yet another strong quarter demonstrating exceptional results. Before I talk about the quarter results, let me give you some updates on the infrastructure first. This year's Union Budget prioritized infrastructure, boosting overall capex outlay by 33% to ₹10 lakh crores from ₹7.5 lakh crores. Talking about the roads, more was allocated from 2.7 lakh crores in the Union Budget, which is up 35% from 1.99 lakh crores. The budget envisaged an expansion of 25,000 kilometers in the highway network in the current fiscal year. A significant opportunity is offered by the NHAI robust pipeline of 4,500 kilometers of projects, totaling ₹1,144 billion in other tenders. Given our strong pipeline execution skills and our healthy balance sheet, we are confident that this tender pipeline will result in significant order inflows for the company in the coming months. Followed by railways, which has received the highest ever capital outlay till date of ₹2.4 lakh crores. The capital expenditure is expected to be spent on a variety of critical projects, including multimodal stations and high-speed networks. Also, water segment is a focus area of this budget under the Jal Jeevan Mission. In various states, this flagship project of center has been allocated 69,684 crores, and that is again an increase of 27% over the last year. This year, airport, the Union Budget includes 50 more airports, heliports, water aerodrome, etc., and advanced landing fields that could be reactivated in order to increase the regional aviation connectivity. With such a great impetus on infrastructure, we foresee tremendous growth opportunities enabling us in diversifying our order book and entering into new segments. Now let me start with the quarterly financial performance of the company. Quarter 3 started on a positive note with a strong economic activity. During the quarter, we touched highest ever quarter top line of ₹1,131 crores at that is the standalone level as compared to the revenue of the corresponding period of last year, last quarter, at about 922 crores. The EBITDA during the quarter was rupees 189 crores and EBITDA margin stood at 16.7% in Q3 FY23. There is an upward trend seen in the EBITDA margin due to the reduction in the cost of material consumed by 25.2% and the receipt of bonus of rupees 15.95 crores. The profit before tax for Q3 FY23 was rupees 151 crores versus that of Q3 FY22 at rupees 120 crores. PAT grew to rupees 111 crores in Q3 FY23 versus rupees 89 crores in Q3 FY22, showing a growth of 25.3% on a year-on-year basis. Coming to 9-month financial performance, that is on a standalone basis, our overall revenue of 9 months FY23 was 2,949 crores, an increase of 13.9% year-on-year from rupees 2,589 crores in 9 months FY22. EBITDA was rupees 473 crores in comparison to rupees 428 crores during the same period last year, showing a growth of 10.4% on year-on-year basis. In 9 months FY23, the EBITDA margin was 16.16%. PAT margin for 9 months FY23 was 9.3%, while the profit after tax for the 9 months was rupees 274 crores as opposed to rupees 247 crores for the same period last year. On a standalone basis, our gross debt as on 31st December 2022 was 47 crores. This includes the receivable debt with credit limit of rupees 81.9 crores, term loans and current maturities of 389.48 crores, and including the NCD of 97 crores. At the consolidated level, our gross debt was rupees 1,589.75 crores, which comprises project debt of rupees 1,118.29 crores. Some of the significant operational highlights on our prominent projects are as follows. I am pleased to share that we have been declared L1 bidder and received of LOA by NHAI HAM project worth 997 crore. It is a 6-lane greenfield canal ring road project in the state of Haryana. The company has also diversified its order book in the railway and metro segment. Having projects awarded by Delhi Metro, we have received one of our first metro projects worth ₹412 crores. Including a GST, which is in line with the company's objective to diversify its order book portfolio. As of December 31st, our entire pipeline of the unexecuted orders totaled ₹11,064 crores. We are present in 9 different states and our order book is well diversified, including 51% of our PPC projects and 39% HAM projects. Coming to the progress of the major EPC projects, our progress is as follows. With regard to the BD packages, that is package number A, we have made a significant progress in this and about completed around 93.6% financially. The project is anticipated to be finished this February and we have already applied for the COD. For Delhi-Vadodara package 9, our completion status stands at 86% financially, which is in line with our completion target in this quarter. In the Manchurian project of Adani, the completion status is 81.87%, that is financial. We have received PCOD for this project in December 2022 and the entire project is expected to be completed in Q4 except for certain CS works. In urban extension road of Delhi project, that is Karala Khanjawala, we have finished 39.9% of the job, which is progressing according to our scheduled timeline. In Ganga Expressway project of Adani, we have executed 4.9% of the work and the execution is in full swing in this project. In the Neelmangala-Tumkur project, the completion status is at 4.8%. Moving on to the HAM projects, which are under execution, which are also progressing well as per the scheduled timeline. In the Rewari Bypass HAM project, about 89.97% of the project is completed. We expect to get the provisional completion by this financial year. In Raipur-Visakhapatnam corridor project of AP1, The completion status stands at 34.3%, which is right on schedule time. Further to the two HAM projects of Raipur-Visakhapatnam, that is Odisha, OD package 5 and 6, we have accomplished about 19.1% and 23.7% of the project respectively, and they are again moving on right on track. In Khammam-Devarapalli package 1 and 2, which we have started recently, project execution stands at 6% and 9% respectively. For all 10 HAM projects, the total equity requirement anticipated till FY25 stood at ₹1,273 crores. That includes the equity requirement of recently awarded Karnal Ring Road project. Out of this, an investment of 720.3 crores as of December 22 has already been made, and a projection to invest 38.4 crores is estimated in this remaining financial year, that is FY23. We would like to update the forum that on monetization of 4 HAM projects, it is at an advanced stage. With the technical due diligence of these projects is under progress, we are hopeful that we should be able to sign the document formally to conclude this deal shortly, subject to our expected valuation and the satisfactory conduct of due diligence. Other significant developments at the organization level are as follows. We received a bonus of ₹15.95 crores in December 22 from NHAI, that is for Ateli-Mandi Nahdol project, and another 4 crore bonus is in the approval stage. We are also anticipating to receive a bonus of about 4.5 crores for the Rewari Ateli-Mandi project during quarter 4. Now, guidance on the bidding outlook and the business opportunities. We are highly optimistic about the sector's outlook and the opportunities for the forthcoming year. The government's focus on infrastructure is evident from the current budget. Given that we will be entering the election year soon, we expect the focus on ordering to pick strongly. At HG, we have laid the groundwork for our phase of expansion. The three main areas of our focus are operational efficiency and effectiveness, cost optimization, and timely completion of the project. We are anticipating ₹3,000 to 4,000 crores order before March to maintain the order book, which will result in 2.5 inch revenue, time for revenue. Furthermore, we have submitted bids for our project totaling ₹80,000. We will be submitting the bid for project totaling ₹80,000 crores, of which 4,000 crores pertaining to railway, 2,000 crores from water project, 1,500 crores of metro, and some 73,000 crores in the highway project. The opening of some of the tenders is still pending, which are in the tune of about 15,000 crores. Together, the diversification of company's portfolio is well underway. As we have reached the top line of ₹2,950 crores till December 2022, we are hopeful that we will be achieving the growth of 22 to 25% in comparison to the last year revenue to endorse our guided numbers. Now, I would like the moderator to open the floor for the question answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on another good quarter. So my first question is on the revenue guidance. You said 25% for FY23. Given that the last year base was 10 billion, this implies around 50% growth. Is that achievable in the Q4?
So what you are looking at, since we are looking at about 25%, which comes about around 4,500. So this quarter 4 has to be where we need to run at about, say, 1.5 times of the earlier quarter last year. Yeah, sure. With all the projects under execution and whatever you can see about the monsoon times and any of the winter times, they are not gone, now gone. And we are running at about, say, almost 20 crores a day in many of the projects yielding that particular number. So we believe that 100% we would be achieving the target.
Sir, on the bid pipeline, especially for NHAI, I think it's a very muted last 9 months. Do you think the Q4 there will be a substantial pick up based on the data whatever you have?
Yeah, for sure. I think for the first half of this year, nothing much has happened as per the billing and many of the contractual agreements, correction, modification were going on. Now you see in December and now in this current 3 months, so around 78,000 crores, which we also are looked into to build up. And there are more than 1 lakh crores of projects which are at the tender stage.
And how does the Ganga Express say, you know, the execution, especially in FY24, there is a substantial part will happen in FY24, in the sense 50% of this order book will get executed in the fiscal year?
Sorry, I couldn't get your question clearly.
No, sir. My question was on the Ganga Expressway. Will that 50% of the execution happen in FY24? Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, for sure, because it's 27 months duration project and we started in November. So then that we need to complete in by March, sometime by February 2025. So 50% of the execution would be coming in FY24 from Ganga Expressway.
Understood, sir. Thank you, Mr. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations for the good set of numbers and the highest ever revenue, EBITDA and PAT in our single quarter. Sir, just wanted to understand slightly more in detail in the sense that now we are saying slightly reduce our revenue guidance for this year to 4,500 crore from last 4,600. So, is it possible that by year end we may see even 4,400 crores? So, ideally, from the original 5,000 to now coming to 4,600, and then now we are seeing 4,500. And also, in terms of the FY24, last time we said 5,800 to 6,000. So, how are the now the new guidance?
Look, I think for this year the correction has been because of the few delays in the appointed date and majorly because of the Ganga Expressway, which earlier was anticipated to be started by July, and where the shortfall is clearly visible because of that for 5,000 to 4,600. We still are in that confidence that we would be reaching that number of earlier being guided with 4,600, but we are keeping it say well within the achievable target. 100% is what 4,500. So the reason behind that was for 300 to 400 was the big reason for the three projects. And we already discussed last quarter. Now coming to the FY24, if you see the total orders which we need to deliver or execute into FY24, whatever was not possible during this year would be added to the next year. So we are keeping our guidance of about 22 to 25%, which earlier was not that number. On year over year, so which always 5,600 to 5,500 is always achievable.
Okay, okay. And in terms of the margin, more than 16%, even if there is no bonus, so that is achievable.
Yeah, say we are having all our projects which are having bearing its margins and everywhere. So we do not see much of the challenge as far as getting the 16% margin.
Okay, so and in terms of a couple of things, just to clarify, the total equity with the new Karnal Ring Road, you said 1,237 crore. What's the requirement?
Yeah, Since the total equity requirement is now 1200 crores, so what the earlier it was 1100 crores, now it has been 150 crores added to that.
Okay, and fourth quarter you mentioned 38.4 crores, so in 24 and 25, how much to be added?
It's cutting around, say, 325 and 170 crores. It's being split in 38.5 here, then coming followed by 327 in 24 and 25, 171.
Okay.
Question, 1270 crore was total investment. Out of that, 720 crore has already been invested. So balance 550 crore is only to be invested in the next 27 months.
Got the point. Sir, need a couple of balance sheet data points. Before that, just in terms of the debt, though it has increased by 79 crore, by year end, will it come back to again 440 crore?
Yeah, for sure. This has been a great increase because we initially have given that the capex addition, which was our key trigger for this particular financial year, which earlier in 5 years back we all invested around 250 crore rupees in 2017-18. So this year the major capex has been added. So because of that, it is 108 crores of debt being added during this quarter only. So the selling plans or the equipment which are about to be sold. So they are all on cards, and we would be at least 21 crores of equipment would be sold in this particular. We would be selling in this particular quarter, and then again, if you see to the number, which would be coming down to about 2425 by the end of this year.
Okay. So the data point I need is inventory, trade receivable, trade payable, retention money, unbilled revenue, mobilization advance.
So, the borrowing base you have only a CL, that is totally 471 crore, out of the major is a term debt, that is 292 crore.
So, I need an inventory number, trade receivable number, trade payable number, unbilled revenue, mobilization advance, and retention money.
Unbilled revenue, what you are here, one is a debtor balance.
Yes, debtor, inventory, trade payable.
Okay. So, debtor balance is 638 crore rupees.
Okay.
Okay, and then the mobilization advance is 412 crore rupees.
412, okay.
And trade payables is 630 crore rupees.
638, okay.
Inventory is 226 crore rupees.
226.
Rather than the FDRs and GST deposits and etc., the FDR is 170. So likewise, it is coming at about 653 crore rupees, other assets.
Yeah, retention money and unbilled revenue.
That is all included, and receivable is included, and unbilled revenue is around, say, 582. I would like to add here, this unbilled revenue has gone high in this particular quarter because say, there has been what we have executed in Ganga Expressway and one of the projects of this Khammam Devapalli. So there, whatever has been executed could not be billed because of some GST issues were there. So the invoicing was done in January month. So we have not taken that particular revenue in the quarter. So revenue means recognized revenue. It remained unbilled because of that reason.
Sir, you said the unbilled revenue is 512 crore.
562.
582. 582. And retention money, so last quarter it was 175. What is the number?
It's around 190 crore rupees. Retention.
190 crore, okay. Lastly, in terms of the. You mentioned that how much orders that we have bidded, in terms of to be bidded 80,000 crore that you mentioned, how much we have already bidded and yet to?
There are 15,000 of the orders already bidded, but we are they are not open, so expected to be open within the next 15-20 days.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking Limited. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the some of the newer segments that we are planning to get into, like railways, you know, water and metro we have recently got into. So what are the margin expectations from these segments? Because typically when we see the other construction companies engaged in some of these segments, their margins tend to be in probably maybe 11 to 13% range. And they do not, you know, kind of manage 15% margin or 16% margin. So how do we would like to guide on our future margins?
See, the project which we are looking into, heavy metro or railway, so there we are keeping, so that's why you can see, because we are putting our entire trust with the last 1.5 years or so, but we could not succeed getting one, say, many projects out of this water or metro or railway. But then again, we are keeping very, clear eye on that, that the margin should be there at least, because we are keeping, we have 14 to 15%, not less than 14% margins in other sectors, where we can at the entry level, this is at the entry level. And HAM project, as already we have given you that last 3 years, we have seen the margins at about say 18 to 20% that are coming from HAM. And the mix of EPC, which we are seeing in even in EPC of NHAI, we are making margins of about say 13 to 15% that range. So there's an averaging out, it is coming at around say 16%.
Okay, so even on a blended basis, if these segments become like maybe 20-25%, we will still be broadly like 15 plus margin, 15-15.5 at least.
Yes,
or closer to 16.
Correct.
Okay. Right. Sir, also, you know, more in terms of the asset monetization that you touched upon earlier, if you can just elaborate a little exactly, I mean, at what stage we are, you mentioned something about technical due diligence. So what is the kind of time frame that we are expecting, and any expectation of how much we expect to get from monetization?
No, see, as of now, the number is not very clear on it. So you already, in the last call also, we have discussed on it. But the expected valuation is about 1.4 to 1.5 times of the equity which we have invested into these four projects. So that is one part. So it's just clear, almost more of the clarity has come. Thereupon, the technical due diligence has been started. Because unless that is being principally agreed, so nothing of that nature can be taken up. So we are already into that phase where most of the things are all aligned. Now, post that, say, anything with like SPA and the binding agreement to be signed, so within the shortest period we expect, so once this everything is over, so within a month or so, we can conclude upon our deal closure. And thereupon, I think the transactions and everything of getting the NOC to the lenders and NHA, it will take another 3 to 5 months. So probably by September end, we believe that we would be able to monetize those assets and then the actually cash can come into accounts.
Sure, sir. So lastly, can you just tell us in terms of this new HAM asset we've got, so what is the rate at which the financial closure can happen? I mean, what is the kind of ask rate of the banks at this point of time?
It's very early to say about it. We are initially getting the offer about 8.5%. So, but it's very early to say.
Sure. And the equity, debt portion, etc. will remain the same?
Yeah.
There's no change from the historical.
It's almost will be the same.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your answers.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, kindly press *1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Kindly proceed.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, just to clarify once, the bonus income has been around 16 crores in this quarter, right?
Yeah, it is 15.95 crores to be very precise, and that is at the SPV level. See, at the company level, it has been 90% of that. It is 13.7 crore rupees.
So, sir, if we just adjust that against the revenue, so the margin is coming out to be around 15.6-15.7%.
It is 15.73 to be very correct.
Right. So, sir, are we still seeing some margin pressures?
Yeah, I will explain the few reasons that margins definitely at 16 are much visible. The employee cost, which has gone high in this particular stage, because the project which we have recently mobilized, and even the capex cost of the camp construction, etc., has been done in those projects, which
he is giving a higher number of that particular expense and risk. So it is coming at because 1 to 1.5% is going into those numbers. So that would be again being gradually being spread in the coming quarters within you.
Understood, sir. Then about the DMRC project, this is our first non-road project. So what are the kind of margins that you are targeting?
Already I have given the guidance that is always bidded at about same margin, 14%.
Okay. So, and any guidance as to, like, you have mentioned a huge bid pipeline of 73,000 crores for roads. So, what can you just give a flavor as to what will be the competitive intensity right now?
So that we cannot just guarantee, but definitely it has been cooled down. We have seen the number of projects where the, like in Karnal Ring Road, there were only two bidders were there. In one of the projects of Haryana, there were only six bidders. So in many of the projects, they are coming at as high as 9 to 10 or 12 bidders. But many projects are now getting, say, the less number of bidders. So which I believe that this good amount of opportunity, good amount of bids are there. So with that, gives us a fair chance that we would be say able to at least 3,000 to 4,003 projects from HAM or another one from railways or so, we would be able to get in this year.
Understood, sir. And sir, earlier there was talks of the grant being reduced to 20%. So, any news around that?
No, nothing of very concrete outcome is there. It's only a proposal which was discussed. Not as of now, there's no concrete outcome is there.
Okay, so just a final question. What is the total equity invested in all the assets that we have identified for monetization?
So already I have given that 722 crore rupees is the exactly equity which we have funded, say 720 crore rupees till December 22.
Project which are monetizing the total is close to 340.
We are talking of the project which are going to be monetized, four numbers, is for 340 crore.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot, that's the problem.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Kindly proceed.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, first question, order inflow. So I think till date we are at 6,000 crore, but I guess net of price variation it might be somewhat closer to 5,000 odd crores.
I will just correct. Net of price variation means these are net of GST numbers which we have added this year, and the price variation is all there. Whatever price escalation it is going to be paid over and above these numbers.
Okay, so 6,000 crore net inflow till December from March. Then if we add the price variation, then what is it, that number, sir?
So exactly, we cannot give you any price variation on a percentage basis, but as a normal trend we have seen, like in this particular quarter, we have received some 87 crores of price variation, so it is going as high as 8% as of now. But usually the trend is 6 to 8% is the trend which we have seen in the past, historical past.
Okay, so on top of this 6,000 crore, we are guiding for 3 to 4,000 crore in this current quarter. So it will make it 9 to 10,000 crore order inflow for this quarter. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
And then for the coming year, what is the expectation?
See, we are keeping our guidance on that basis that whatever we will be doing in a particular year, on basis that we would be like to add to maintain a ratio of about 2.5 to 3 times the bill, say, order to the bill.
Okay, so let's say next year you are planning to do
it. It would be coming roughly in a range of about, say, 8,000 to 9,000 again.
Understood. And sir, on this particular corporate group from which there has been a lot of media stories, so that occupies a major part of your order book. So any sense on on these corporate developments, how can they potentially sort of have a negative impact on us, if at all? If you can throw some more color on, are there any risk sort of mitigation measures here, should anything happen on these fronts, because this is quite significant part of your order book.
I understand your question. So basically, say, with the recent development which we have also seen, as we have experienced, and with touching upon the authorities where the budget is from, coming from UP government, and touching upon their higher authorities, even with the group, we have understood that the operationally there is no challenge as far as they are having the all commitments. And there is one escrow account, being the dedicated escrow account for the all entire SPV is maintained, where I think there are the three, one of the lenders and the client and the group company. So they are all having that clarity that whatever fund is going to be paid from that particular escrow is going to say EPC contractor or any small liability of that nature. So with that understanding, it is not a big challenge for us as of now, because they have also given the comfort, and the authority has also given the comfort of that itself.
Any sense on how much will be the lenders contributing to this, which is already tied up, versus how much will be the funds which will come from your client?
So ideally, if you see any project of that where about 36% plus is coming from this UP government, which is coming in the form of grant, depending upon the various stages of the completion of the project. And equity commitment is current of coming about, say, 40% of the remaining portion of that. And balance 50% is coming from the lenders.
Okay. So around 15-20% of the total is the equity commitment from your client.
Yeah, so broadly, roughly, it is coming to that one.
Okay, and these are all tied up already?
Financially, all complete closure is there, everything is done, and as well, again, you can just mention upon it, because there is a time frame for the completion of these projects, so accordingly, it's not that the whole capex is going to be affected, it is the company, the country's capex or the state capex is there, which is going to be affected.
Okay, so you don't see any impact on this particular chunk as such? I mean, your execution will continue as it is.
Yes, as of now, they are already very clear. We have taken the BP plan, say, monthly plan, and whatever we are running at about, say, that number, they are very clear on it that we should add our resources, or rather we should run at a more aggressive pace because of the winter and the fog time. In January, we could not do much in that. So that is, again, the clarity is there.
Understood. And sir, on the HAM projects of 340 odd crores, I think the expectation which was there in previous quarters was that in quarter four we should be able to materialize these sales. So now it seems like because of our evaluation expectation, we don't know the timelines for these.
No, I have given the timelines that the discussion is at a very advanced stage. The due diligence means it is a proper technical due diligence at a very advanced stage. The discussion is almost concluded by this financial year end, as it was already discussed that we would be concluding our deal, and therefore it will take another 6 months for exit.
But valuation is not a concern, that has already been sorted. Is that the right understanding, sir?
Normally, it is being principally agreed upon. The fair absolute number I cannot just give right now, but there is a post binding agreement and the SPA, so only which can be disclosed.
Understood. And finally, on the NHAI pipeline, sir, so it has been like quite strong for a long time now, for many quarters, but we are not seeing much on action, which is slightly counterintuitive also, because as you rightly said, election is there. So, you know, it could have been preponed rather than, this pipeline getting stuck and sort of not being given out, and or given out very close to the elections itself.
No, I think it is very clear, because NHAI has given the clear indication to all the concessionaires and contractors to run, to increase the execution rate as of now, which is quite low. They have also indicated there are not many projects which is coming as of right now to be bidded, and in the bidding pipeline as well. So it hardly matters the election year or whatever. So what is not visible is that they are continuously awarding the project, but it's a lot many companies who are not in the listed entities or not in the public domain. So they are getting the project. So it's not that the bidding is not going on. Bidding is going on.
Okay. So we are confident of getting this in,
yes,
as per our pipeline expectation in the coming quarters.
Correct, sir.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Kindly proceed.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. So I think most of my questions are already answered, just a couple of questions from my side. So one was, I want to understand the ROW status for the recent hybrid annuity that we have been able to manage. And if you could also help us with the land status for the two Odisha packages as well. I think we were more like 80-odd% there. So have you seen any progress there? And also on the Karnal project, if you could let us know the land status, please.
No, okay. As for the land availability in the Karnal on Odisha and AP project, it's more than 90% of the land is available now, and we are running at a decent pace in those projects. And you can see in our total execution what we have done during this particular quarter, where significant contribution has come from 370 crores from all Raipur, Vishakhapatnam, AP and OD projects. So that is in this particular Karnal Ring Road project, also 40% of the land is right now available. So by the time we complete our financial closure, say by May or June, we will be able to get our entire 80% plus land.
Sure. And the second question was on the Ganga HOA. We already started working, so the zero date has already come to us. Fair to assume some of these mobilization advances that were supposed to come to us would have.
Yeah, we have taken just 1% of the mobilization advance out of the 49 crore rupees in that particular project. We have again applied for another 1%. That would be in February and March. We'll be looking forward to that.
Okay. So, we are supposed to get 10%, right? So, if you want to do it in 1% each, or
we are okay with, we don't want it, because all our interest bearing had to be only limit, so had to be any term limit, and these mobilization advance is wearable. So, rather, we would be looking more into this metro where the mobilization advance is interest free.
Sure. And the metro project that we've taken, would you be required to spend any money on it in terms of any specific equipment that you would be required to buy? I understand.
No, we are already having most of the equipment. It's a very close, nearby project of the Urban Extension Road Delhi project. It's very nearby. The entire establishment, most of the things are all in place. So what is going to be added is a slight capex addition of entry and tray, which is not a very big amount.
Sure. And sir, I'm not sure if you gave this number in your opening remarks. How much would be the capex for the full year and how much is incurred for 9 months?
So capex for the full year, which is right now being what we have done, is also all time high capex because of the phasing out. It's almost 243 crore rupees of capex done during this financial year. But this 243 crore is not only plant and equipment. If you can take into it, that is the land is again there, 28 crores of land being invested, where some office is going to be developed. And camp construction, earlier it was going to the expense, now it is 25 crores of camp construction, which gradually is going to be expensed out. So this is how the capex is looking a bit high. But otherwise, we are keeping maintaining that guidance that 80 odd crores of capex would be added in subsequent, not this year, the 24 and 25.
Okay.
And this year almost it is done, and what is just 10 crores which are likely to be added, not more.
Sure. And we plan to sell equipment for around 20 crores.
Yeah, we are going to sell out some not less than just 25 to 30 crores of equipment during this quarter only.
Sure, sir. Thank you. And all the very best for future.
Thank you.
As a reminder to participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question pertains to the competitive intensity just you talk about. So, sir, can you let me know whether competitive intensity has come down both in HAM as well as EPC, or is only in HAM?
No, it isn't only in HAM. No, in EPC, it is almost the same.
So it's still 13-14 bidders are there in
APC. Yeah, we are getting not less than 20 bidders per bid. And going less than 25 to 35%.
Okay. And sir, this quarter our employee cost has increased. This will continue the fourth quarter also?
Sorry?
Employee cost has increased in this quarter.
See, it all spreads upon your total turnover. So wherever the mobilization was going on, say we can see in quarter 2 and 3, most of the mobilization was done. Because the exhibition we are not seeing that if this is not 1100, it is going to be coming at about 1500 plus. So this way, I think the spread would be that this employee cost remains the same, but the turnover is more.
Okay. And now coming to this year, sir, railway capex. You would be bidding for most of the railway projects or some particular projects like station development and all?
Yes, we started bidding few of the projects. We already bid it. Few of them are already the bid is yet to be open. So we are keen on that. We will be bidding those projects as well.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, sir, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Deepika Bhandari from PhillipCapital. Kindly proceed.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Most of my questions have been answered. Just to confirm, I think I missed out on that. What capex, net capex are you planning for FY24 and 25?
Capex, sorry, if you can capex, almost 80 odd crore rupees is likely to be added in FY24 and 80 to 100 crore rupees in 25. So most of the capex which we added this year would be sufficient enough to take up next 2-3 years of that.
Okay, this is net of the plant investment we are planning to sell next year.
It's net addition.
Okay, and just the last question, when are we expecting AD for Karnal Mona Road, the new handbook that you will
see? As of now, the trend looks like by June, or if not in June, by September, we will be taking the project.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Kindly proceed.
Good evening, sir. Sorry for if I'm repeating the question, but I just wanted to clarify that you mentioned that 1500 crores of revenue, you will do it in Q4.
Yes. Yeah.
So from where will that, which all projects will contribute more, most of it, if you could just provide a brief breakup?
Yes, sure. I will. This major portion would be coming from, if you just take a major project, one is the urban extension road of Delhi. There the yield would be coming in the range of about 225 crore rupees. So it's 225 crore rupees. And say 550 odd crore rupees would be coming from Raipur Visakhapatnam AP 1, OD 5 and 6, three projects, HAM projects. And 125 odd crore rupees would be executed in Khammam Devarapalli package 1 and 2. This is about 10% of the total project cost there. So likewise, I think the Ganga Expressway is coming about 350 odd crore rupees will be coming from Ganga Expressway.
Okay. And second question was regarding that you have made some investment in a partnership firm called Safety First. So if you could just provide some details on the same, what is it regarding and how is it beneficial for us?
Yeah, for sure. This is a manufacturing company which usually manufactures safety crash barriers. So these are the metal crash barriers being supplied to us in many of the projects. And this is a company which we know from the last 3 years. So we found that there is a backward integration in the form of not going into the manufacturing by ourselves, but going into that, it is a dedicated or committed entity where we would be getting better advantage. And there is a huge growth opportunity in the coming future.
Okay. Yeah. That's all for myself.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of CA Akash Dhanaka, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, just wanted to confirm just one thing because most of the questions are already answered. This is with respect to the margin part. You said it will be around 15-16%. Just wanted to confirm, is this the PAT margin you're talking about or the EBITDA margin?
This is the EBITDA margin. PAT margin is roughly about whatever tax and applicable taxes there and interest. And you can see the depreciation and EBITDA, depreciation and interest cost, which is roughly coming at about say 3.5 to 3.4%, that range. So PBT is coming at about 13% this year. So it would be, if the PAT has come in about 9.3 to 10%.
That will be the same for the next year, that is FY24.
So this is the same trend which we are seeking for this year as well as next year.
Okay, so just to confirm, it will be somewhere in the range of 9.3 to 10%, right?
Correct.
And the top line will be somewhere around, hovering around 5,500 crores to 5,600 crores, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the help.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Bharat Jainani from Money Control Pro. Kindly proceed.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. I just missed the number. Like you mentioned that you have 80,000 crore of projects pipeline. So out of that, 73,000 crore is for roads. And so what is the balance? I missed that number of balance for 7,000 crore that you gave. That is for which segment?
4,000 crores out of from the railway, which we are looking at to bid for the railway project. So 2,000 is the water project, and 1,500 are the metro projects.
Okay. Based on the project bid and your plan, now you have got a breakthrough in the metro project. So next year or say 1 or 2 years down the line. What's your view that what's your target? Because we have been alluding this point since last many years that of recently, like how much would be the contribution of the non-road revenues in the what is the non-road contribution in the overall order book that you expect in next 2 to 3 years timeline? And in the non-road segment, what will be major areas that you think you should be getting the projects? Thank you.
So already we have discussed. I think we are gradually going to increase the other than the roads 25% in next 3 years. Gradually it could be added. So looking to that, total revenue sharing from these kind of a projects would be in the trend. Or right now, if it is only metro, and there subsequent in year FY24 and 25, you will be able to get say many more projects in other sectors. The sectors are like metro, railways, water, and it can be airport even. So going beyond that, if you see that gradually the number from say the number in revenue will be coming from these sectors.
Okay. Sir, thanks and all the best. That's all for me.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Kindly proceed.
Thank you. Sir, appointed date for this metro project will be 1 to 2 months from now?
This is already declared. It's 23rd of January. We have already started the work.
Okay. Got it. And the 15,000 crore project that we have bidded, roughly how much would be the HAM projects from them?
The mostly are HAM projects. Few are the EPC, just 2,000 to 3,000 crores of EPC, and all are about 10,000 crores are from HAM projects. Remaining say 1,500 crores are from railway. These I think 1 or 2 other projects.
Okay. In that, any new states that we have already bidded, any of the new states?
Yeah, we have bidded 1 or 2 projects in Jharkhand as well.
Okay, got it. And sir, any thought or any idea in terms of the Bharatmala phase 2, when it is likely to be approved, or what could be the size of that? So structurally, I'm trying to look at so in next 2.5 years, this phase 1 will be over. So what will be the next in terms of the opportunity size? So this phase 1 was started with 5 to 6 lakh crore, and now close to 11 lakh, 12 lakh crore. So just trying to understand any broad idea, will it be the same kind of a size, 10 lakh odd crore kind of a Bharatmala phase 2? And when
not having any big idea on those things, but definitely the discussions and the plans are very much on that track only. So by the FY23 or say by the year end, we would be able to get the clear guidance. But for sure, I think the 1500 odd kilometers to 100,000 kilometers to be developed in that Sagara 2.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harendra Singh for closing comments.
So thank you all. I appreciate you all for taking your time out for attending today's investor call. I hope all of your questions were answered adequately. In case there is any follow-up queries, please feel free to reach out to us or our IR advisor, Go India Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.